5 years is a long time, and Ghosti remained in the neighborhood until we had climbed into our teens. As the days changed, so did our behavior towards him. We attempted indifference, at least to the extent that we did not hurt him. But we were always aware of him. His silent presence defined our adolescence. The aloof and confident look, the shine of his coat, the broken ear, the undulating muscular body, delineating what each of us hoped to be one day, tough both inside and outside. Though even as boys, we knew he was everything that we would never be. That year, a few months before Ghosti disappeared, Sanjay and his parents came to live in the neighborhood. They seemed to be rich. They owned an ambassador car and had hired Payan's brother as their driver. Sanjay was short, stocky, and garrulous, always on the offensive, chronically restless. But he'd studied in some fancy school in Darjeeling and had an easy charm that few could resist. Sanjay, Jipko, Deep, and I formed the youth club with a library, some sports equipment, and a second-hand guitar. We made a signboard, the famous Folk Club, and hung it outside the clubhouse, which was the anteroom to a disused cowshed at the far end of Deep's compound. Girls were not allowed. Entry to everyone else under 16 was by invitation only. But of course, we couldn't keep Ghosti away. He'd be there, sitting at a distance, as if he owned the grass, the earth, the sky, and the sun. Sanjay would keep asking if Ghosti really was what he'd heard he was, a ghost. "No," I said one day, "Ghosti is not a ghost. He's the spirit of final justice." It sounded very grown up, and I was proud of the phrase, but Sanjay wasn't impressed. "Stop showing off," he snapped, "and that's a dog you're talking about, not John Wayne." Then he laughed at his own joke. He was the closest thing to a yuppie boy we'd seen back then. None of us, Jipko, Deep, and I, liked him very much. Perhaps because the girls of the convent close to our school seemed to talk and laugh unusually loud when he passed their gate. But we tolerated him because of his supply of comics and because he would always contribute a 50 rupee note every month against a 5 rupee each to the club's kitty.